The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Going to be looking ahead to the best of Saturday's action on this edition. What a Saturday it promises to be. We've got the Hennessy coming up from Newbury, the Fighting Fifth from Newcastle, and we're also going to look at the 8:20 at Wolverhampton. Because the man that I'm joined apparently has a pretty strong fancy in the race. I'm Alex Dunn, and I'm joined by Ross Briley. How are you doing, Ross?
Hello, Alex Dunn. I'm very well. I'm very well indeed.
Good.
Well, no, yeah, I'm all right.
Good to hear.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much. You don't care.
No, I couldn't care less. It's just polite, isn't it?
It is, I suppose it is. And, it's very nice of you
to not care.
Yeah.
Some great action on Saturday, though, isn't there? Mm. I do care about that.
Yeah, so do I. It's a classic winter Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's a shame there aren't a few more classic winter Thursdays and Fridays, mind. But, it's some great action. And, of course, the Hennessy's one of those races that I think everyone just wants to solve through masochism, I think, a lot of the time.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of the first real one that they can get their teeth stuck into. I mean, you've got the Paddy Power Gold Cup,
yeah, which is
sort of
arguably easier, I think.
Yeah, possibly.
Because it's often maybe one or two progressive types in there.
Mm. Handicap blots,
yeah,
if you will.
And it's John Spirit was one of those kind of things where you think, one of those horses where you thought, yeah, he's on the up. Whereas the Hennessy's often quite different. And this year's...
Renewal?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say declaration. I couldn't remember the word. Declarations are full of quite different horses.
Yes, I'd agree. I was looking through earlier and I think there's only one I can confidently rule out. There's only one that I could say...
Who do you think?
Yes. The rest of them, you could all go feasibly on bits and pieces of back form
or the way
that they're weighted or... You could say they've got a squeak, but what's interesting for me is you look at previous winners. You know, Bobsworth, Diamond Harry, Denman, Madison de Burleigh, Denman and Carruthers the last 6 years. They're all very, very good. And you look at this field and you go, well, are there any of those sort of leaping out? And I mean, you look at...
I think it's more the fact that the last 10 years... I mean, it's hard because sometimes your brain's tainted by... Obviously, they're all experienced horses. They're not horses that just popped up and disappeared.
No, true.
They all had proper careers, as it were, in this kind of... And a lot of times, sometimes you get a horse wins a handicap and then goes and maybe wins a graded race and then that's kind of their peak in some of these decent handicaps. But it doesn't necessarily happen in the Hennessy. You have to be a real slogger to come out and win this. And class really shows, I think. And as you said, there's a lot in here that have shown bits and pieces of class, but they've all got chances, they've all got question marks. I mean, it's fascinating. As you said, apart from Who Do You Think, Terminal ran quite well in the RSA last year, even though he's lost his way a bit. Lockbar's got some travel very well last time out, got some decent handicap form. Opening Batsman, who's a 25-1 shot, won the Racing Plus Chase or whatever it was at Kempton. Theatre Guide runs well in these races. Cape Tribulation won the... Argento last year, Super Duty just touched off at the Cheltenham Festival. Same difference, won at the Cheltenham Festival. Hublot and Bow won a great handicap last time out. Trio de Elaine's been in good form for Nicky Henderson. Imperial Commander, don't even need to say anything about Imperial Commander. Cloudy 2's mildly interesting. He's been well backed for a horse who maybe hasn't quite cut it with the rest of them.
And Richard Johnson takes a ride as well, which is an interesting... I can't remember him ever riding for Sue Smith, to be honest.
No, and he's riding really well at the moment.
Yeah.
Highland Lodge ran quite well in the 4 miler last year and stays well. Hadrian's Approach is a graded horse. Mary King looks like a potential handicap block. Katenko was in great form last year. Prince de Beauchene's been well talked up and is a Grand National hope. Invictus was a graded horse a couple of years ago. Our Father goes really well fresh. Rocky Creek's got all sorts of improvement. And Lord Windermere won the RSA last year. So every single horse in here.
If you have an angle into this race, I could not put you off it with anything.
I don't.
Apart from the bottle. No, I have noticed that.
That's kind of half the problem with this race, is that you could go... I like races where I can go, I don't fancy this because.
Yes.
Or I can rule out four or five of them for reasons, yeah.
Yeah.
But whereas a lot of these, I go, yeah.
I like that, but I also like that. And I like that one. I like that one before.
Yeah.
That one's got an each-way chance. You know, it's a hard race to gauge. It's priced up accordingly. I mean, we've got Lord Windermere and Rocky Creek, the 7-1 joint favourites at the time of recording. Invictus Now Father at 8. Mary King 10s. Hadrian's Approach and Highland Lodge at 11s. Katenko 12s with Prince de Beauchene. But, I mean, it is so open. It's interesting to see that Barry Geraghty's chosen to ride Triolo de Lene of the Henderson duo. Similarly interesting, I suppose, that Hadrian's Approach Now gets Nico de Bonneville. He takes £5 off, and although he's no Barry Geraghty, that £5 could prove pretty important.
Well, yeah, if I was going to back anything in this race, I probably would go for a second string Dutch here with Hadrian's Approach and also Hublin de Abo.
Okay.
Who's supposed second string of the Venetia Williams stable. They've obviously got Katenko in, which is ridden by Aidan Coleman. But Hublin de Abo, again, ran in the RSA last year, didn't really have a chance. He was actually only sent off an 8-1 shot, but I just like the way he goes about things. I mean, the handicap I might have caught him, he's putting up £10 for his win at Ascot last time out, but he's only six. I know he's a French six, so he's, you know, a bit more ahead of the game than a few of them. But
Gallic.
He's what?
Gallic.
Yes. The thing is, in your accent, that sounds like you're saying garlic.
I am northern, yes. Well, yeah. Pointed out, Ross. What is it? What is a French six, then?
So what?
What do you mean in terms of the age? Are you saying that he's a little older?
Yeah, because they jump fences early. They get into the jumping game at an earlier age, so therefore...
So a little more experienced than our six-year-olds.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's maybe not as fresh, and he's run a lot. Last couple of years, he's maybe not as fresh and unexposed as his age would make him seem, but he could well be at his peak, and he certainly looks like he's at his peak at Ascot last time out. I mean, he got a Racing Post rating of 160 for that, which is £7 better than his previous best, which is a fair old whack. And last year he won his first two starts and then maybe tailed off, so he might be a horse that's best caught fresh. And as you said, Hadrian's Approach, I thought, ran a really nice return at Kempton last time out over an inadequate trip. He made a couple of niggly mistakes, probably because they were going a little bit too quick for a horse who likes to stay on over longer distances.
Mm.
And he would have got up in another half a stride. Bury Parade was given a great ride by Sandwist and Davies that day, kicked him on to try and unsettle Hadrian's Approach, and it worked. But second to Dynast last year, second to Union East, third in the RSA, albeit he would have been fourth if...
Boston Bob.
Boston Bob, that's it, yeah. Completely forgot. I was going to say Big Bad Bob, and then I thought that...
No, that's...
hadn't have fallen. So, people will ignore him because Geraghty's on the other one.
Yeah.
But actually, in the prices, he's the first. He's shorter than the Trinity Delane.
Interesting. Okay, then.
It's a great race.
We could make case for it. We could talk about this race for literally hours.
But let's not.
No, we won't do that. Your two are going to be Hublin de Abo and Hadrian's Approach?
Yes.
Against the field in the Hennessy. The next race that we'll look at is the Fighting Fifth Hurdle. A grade one hurdle over 2 miles at Newcastle, coming up at 2:05. Another, this is just a great contest. We've got My Tent or Yours at the head of the market. Melodic Rendezvous, the main danger, or so the betting suggests. But coming up against some nice northern performers here. Cockney Sparrow and Duke of Navan are sort of the leading the pack, if you like, in the north.
Mm-hmm.
A few that you could discount fairly readily, but still a nice contest, this.
It is, yeah. As you said, stormy weather, rock relief, Cotton Mill to an extent. He was well talked up as a decent horse a year or so ago, but I'm still not convinced. And I think Cockney Sparrow really has to improve another another stone, really,
yeah,
to be getting involved in this, even as an each way angle. And I mean, it's my 10 or yours is to lose, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's just an incredibly talented horse, and this is the easiest race he's had for quite a while, really. Not that it's an easy race, but
is it just Melodic Rendezvous that he has to worry about, really?
Well, probably for win purposes, yes.
Yeah.
But I think if eight runners stay in, I think Duke of Navan would be an each way bet. I can see him running a really nice race here. He goes well fresh. His performance at Kelso back in February marked him down as a really nice type, but we didn't see him again, and I guess they just probably thought we'll just leave him for the next season because he won that in ridiculously simple style. And this is just the kind of race you can see him sort of nicking second or third, really. Grimetti, I don't know whether he's really going to like the conditions. I mean, he does have soft ground form, but I can't help but feel that his best is on slightly better. I mean, it's not going to be that bad at Newcastle. It's been relatively dry over the past couple of weeks. A Melodic Rendezvous was pretty much ignored at Wincanton in the Elite Hurdle, in the betting at least. It was two or three ahead of him in the betting, but he put that behind him. And again, this is a horse who's won in listed companies, won in Grade 1 company last year, he won a Grade 2 handicap last time out. He's not put a foot wrong. He's a genuine contender to my 10 or yours, and it's going to be a fascinating clash. But I'd almost ignore the front two and back Duke of Navan each way, because I think the prices for my 10 or yours and Melodic Rendezvous are about right.
Yeah.
But Duke of Navan could be the quiet improver.
A bit of each way thievery.
Well, perhaps. He could improve half a stone.
Yeah, it's more feasible perhaps than Cockney Sparrow or
Grimetti,
or Grimetti.
I think, yeah. Who've probably shown their hand to an extent.
Okay, then the final race that we'll look at is the 8:20 from Wolverhampton. A Class 2 event. Not too bad for a Wolverhampton on an evening.
Well, obviously, had this. You know, there's a lot of more money in the pot now,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's good to see, actually. 13 runners down to go to post. Really interesting contest. Where should we start here, Ross?
Well, there was three horses that caught the eye. One of them, which was Stasio, who didn't get the best of runs at Lingfield last time out, and he hasn't been with... he hasn't had a lot of racing to date. He had four runs on the All Weather, two really good runs in maidens, including a win where he beat a decent horse in Secret Talent in November last year, and then he ran at Maidan, bombed out, and at Lingfield last time out he got stuck. He's got a mark of 89. I get the feeling there's a bit more to come from him. So he's drawn 13 though, which is a slight worry. But if he was a decent price, I might have to have a couple of quid on him. But I suppose the two to concentrate on are Half a Sixpence, who has course form, all-weather form, turf form, and has really improved the last 12 months or so. Won at Newmarket in good style in soft ground. But I'm going to give Solidarity one more chance. This horse is going to break my bank this season.
I don't think you're the only one, Ross.
No, he keeps... the problem is he keeps putting in figures. And he keeps on catching the eye. At Lingfield last time out, it was all off the front, and he rattled home to finish fifth. Again, the problem is he's a horse who does tend to get backed. If I could get 4 or 5 to 1 about him, and this does look a potentially stronger race than he's been contesting, so it might happen, I'd probably give him another chance. But Stasio is mildly interesting as well, I think, if he was a 10, 12 to 1 shot.
Okay then. So for the Hennessy, we're going with Hublon de Zobo and Hadrian's Approach,
yep,
against the field. We're going with Duke of Navan, I should say, provided all runners stay in the 5th,
yes,
and 5th. And in the 8:20 Wolverhampton,
Solidarity.
Lovely stuff, Ross. Good
William
luck with
Hill
picks.
Is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.